Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
My 7-year-old son and I were sitting on the same bench we had sat at most every afternoon during the pandemic. He had just finished another day of Zoom school, and I was starting to worry about a new tic he developed from all the screen time. "I just want to go to sleep so this day can end," he said. Previous to this, there had been red flags that the isolation was getting to my two school-aged children, kinder and second grade. The constant bickering, the frequent emotional outbursts. But this, wanting to go to sleep not to have to endure another pandemic day, this was a whole new level of despair. Like a lot of Bay Area families, mine is not originally from the area. Aside from the occasional sympathetic phone call from faraway relatives, my family is on our own and fairly isolated during this time. Our public school district announced in late March that in-person learning was going to begin on April 1st. All of the instruction is still online as before. There are now 2 afternoon in-person sessions a week that are a time of connection with classmates and teachers. At first, I was apprehensive, wondering why the school chose this option instead of a different hybrid model. Since the school is right across from my house, I decided to opt in to try and give my children a slightly more normal school experience. On April 1st, I dropped my son off to be with the 5 others from his class that signed up. An hour and 20 minutes later, I picked him up. As soon as I saw his joyful face as he skipped out the doors of the school, I knew my decision was right for him. On the way home, he excitedly told me all about his time, making a name tag, finding out he had things in common with a new friend, even getting a non-virtual book to read picked out by his teacher. It's these small things that we used to take for granted that now mean the world to my children. Distance education has been isolating. I am thankful for the decision to open up, even a little. Now I see my son smiling each evening when he goes to sleep, saying, "Only a few more days until I get to go to school." With a perspective, I'm Vanessa Duick.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over 4 decades. Online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over 5 decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Randad Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.